Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Member Guest Podcast. My name is Tony Hermes. I'm one of your co-hosts. We have a fun one here for you guys today. Along with me here tonight, we're looking at Andy Thomas.
Hi.
And my boy Jordan Hagel, are you here?
Go back, go.
Today we're going to talk to you all about some fun places to play. We are from the Upper Midwest, specifically in Minneapolis, Minnesota here. And we want to chat about some of the most fun places to play in Minnesota or the Upper Midwest, because we want to just share some of the fun tracks that we played, some places that you can play, some places that are maybe aspirational to play, and overall just have a fun discussion about that. And so we're going to start out with, I'm going to go to Andy for starters and just chat with him a little bit about the top five public golf courses that you may or may not have been able to play here in Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, there's a lot of good ones.
A lot of good
Minnesota
ones.
Minnesota has really good golf.
I feel like we're a sleeper state, honestly.
We are.
In the term.
Minnesota, I mean, and Wisconsin. Wisconsin has a ton of really good golf
Wisconsin's
courses.
Not even a sleeper state. Everybody knows about Wisconsin, I think. Yeah. But like
people
Minnesota,
that come here like the golf, you know, when they're from Arizona or Florida, wherever, people come and they like the golf here. And we're lucky that we have, a lot of our listeners are from where we're from.
Yeah.
And know like what courses to play in Minnesota.
It's a fun discussion to have just because there's so many fun places to play, both in the metro area, but in addition to that, in the outside areas of Minnesota. There's some, you know, Golf Digest top 100 golf courses that are in northern Minnesota that people around the country probably never even heard of.
Yeah, play there.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, I was just back in Virginia in D.C. area where I grew up, and there's just like not.
No, dude.
There's just like not very many public
even like
golf
Chicago.
Courses.
I don't think there's that many great.
Like if you're not at a club, like.
Yeah, good luck.
You're just like not really going to play.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, that's probably not true, but like we are very spoiled here.
Yeah. Well, and we're lucky that we're in an accessible state, right? You're 20 minutes from, if you live in like the Minneapolis area, a half hour drive, I mean, you can get to 20, 30, 40, like good golf courses.
Good golf courses.
Yeah. Good golf courses.
The other thing, really legit golf courses.
The other thing with golf here that I think we don't appreciate is because of winter, golf courses are always like pretty well, like they're in good shape during the year, right? Mm.
That's actually a good point. I think sometimes people think the opposite.
Yeah.
Because they're like, they can maintain it all year round and all this stuff, but it's actually the opposite of the opposite.
Like, they don't get played in the winter.
Yeah,
so
they don't get played.
You know, you go to a warm climate, these courses are like beat up.
Dude, I'm looking at the flag, Torrey Pines right now, and I'll let you go. I'm sorry.
No.
Sydney got me a gift for my birthday. Play Torrey Pines. We went out to San Diego, super pumped. Got to play it like before the U.S. Open. Not like it was probably like a month or two. They had like the U.S. Open sign up there. Dude, that place, they said gets play 365.
Yeah.
Both the courses. I mean, it was torn packed up. Like it felt like, I don't want to say dog track, but it was close. And I loved it because the views are awesome. Like you got to see some of the holes that you see on TV and playing video games, and it's super cool, but holy cow. I mean, people can literally go there and play for like $40 if you live in San Diego.
We're definitely spoiled here. Another reason that we're spoiled is like it's light long in the summer. You can go after work at 5 and play 18 holes.
Yeah.
100%. Cool. There's no problem at all to get in 18 holes after work.
That's very,
so where are you going to play 18?
Well, I would say, like, for me, it's hard to, like, rank order the top five.
Sure.
But I'll throw a name out in terms of a public track. Yeah, which is Rush Creek Golf Club. Mm. It's about 5 minutes, like, down the road from my house. It's just a really, like, very, it's always in good shape. The greens are, like, pretty much as good as, like, anywhere. Like, the greens are awesome there.
I don't think I played it.
You haven't played it?
I don't think so.
Really?
It's a place that gets a lot of play. Rush Creek gets a lot of play.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a good track, like in Minnesota, we have, isn't it the most golfers per capita?
I believe that's a fact, yeah.
I'm going to fact-check myself.
But. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I mean, so, Andy, do you want to walk through some of your favorite holes at Rush Creek?
Yeah, that's probably going to be tough just because I did hit the longest drive of my life at Rush Creek.
Okay.
I hit a drive like pretty well over 400 yards there.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, that's a fact. I think it was on the
downhill.
It was on the 10th hole.
Yeah.
Like when you turn at the clubhouse.
Yeah, it's par five.
And it was baked out. It was like an August day. Like it was like dormant. The grass was baked out.
Yeah, you can't miss it right
there
either.
And there's a cart path, I think. Either there was a cart path or a sprinkler head in the middle of the fairway.
Okay.
And it was like 40 mile an hour wind. So I had a lot going for me.
You hit the
40 mile an hour wind, downwind, baked out, and I hit either a sprinkler head or the cart path. And I think we measured it in like 417 or something.
Wow.
That's an insane number.
That was pretty cool. That's a good memory there. If I recall, Rush Creek had like it's got some good par threes out there.
Yeah, they do.
And all in all, like it's just a really good golf course. And I think they have
the third's a really fun par three.
Yeah, the third is a good par three. I'm not like the biggest fan of the opening hole.
No, it's a strange hole. The second hole is a kind of a cool par five that dogleg left with the water all along the left. It's a pretty cool spot.
Is it 18 with the water all the way on the left as well?
18 is also a dogleg left with water all the way down the left.
Yeah, which is a really good hole. I think Rush Creek has a membership.
Like a public.
Yeah.
Like a gold card. Like
a it's a pretty good deal.
So you can get access to tee times.
It's a pretty solid deal,
like
actually.
Courses do that. Also, Minnesota is number one. Any guesses on what's last? Which state is?
Alaska?
Alaska's 48.
Least public golf?
Least
golfers per capita?
Yes.
Hawaii?
Midwest has 7 of the top 10.
I'm going to say like...
No, Hawaii is actually...
I'm going to say like Alabama or Mississippi.
Nope. Oregon.
That's shocking.
That is shocking.
Right?
You guys need to grow up.
The bottom three are Oregon, Kansas, Alaska.
Wow.
The first three are Minnesota, South Carolina, Michigan. And it's Wisconsin, Nebraska.
Interesting.
And Oregon, you have Bandon Dunes.
Hawaii
right
was
there.
Number 6.
Oregonians, you have Bandon Dunes in your home state. Like, grow up,
it's
Peter
a miss.
Pan.
Yeah, but
like,
it's
what
6
are we
hours
doing?
From Portland.
Whatever. What are we doing? Zero. Get in the
All
car.
Right. What's number 2, 3?
Yeah, so, I mean, you were Rush Creek is good. I also really like the Chaskatown course a lot.
Everybody loves Chaskatown.
I think it's great. I've shot good scores there. It's, like, very gettable.
It's a fun golf course. Their fairways are awesome. They have bent grass fairways.
Yeah.
And it feels like you're hitting off a pillow.
I think
all
I need
the time.
To go play again. The one time I played there, I played there 2 times. And I know the one time I played there, I played horrible. And anytime you play horrible to golf course, like, oh, I hit that place.
Yeah.
So I need to go back. I do need to go back.
Yeah. Like that golf course a lot. I think, and I know they've co-hosted like a US amateur.
They're going to here again in the near future.
They're going to again. I think they just, they're under construction on the Chaska, the loop at Chaska. Have you guys seen this project?
Par 3. It's right over by Hazeltine, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. Par 3 course that they're doing out there. That's going to be like really cool walk and carry kind of thing.
A little piece of history. I believe Billy Horschel has the course record at Chaskatown.
That's cool.
Wow.
That's cool.
Beho Golf
definitely like bumps them up in the list.
That's
cool. That was at the US Amateur actually.
Yeah. Another one for me is going to be, and this is like probably a sneaky one, just in terms of like it's not on any like lists.
I wonder if it's on my list.
But it's sick, and there's some real history to it as well. I think Tony, I see you nodding your head. You know where I'm going with this, don't you? Go ahead. You throw it out for me.
I'm gonna think you're gonna go with Keller.
I'm going Keller.
Wow.
Remodeled Keller. Keller is awesome.
Keller's
it's pretty
cool
sick.
It's so good. And they've
and
hosted.
Everybody in Minnesota has played Keller. Like, everyone knows Keller. Everyone knows that opening hole.
I mean, it hosted a PGA Tour event for decades.
Yeah. Keller did?
Yes. Yeah. Keller, like, there's been, like, yeah, we're going to get some history on Keller in a second here. But Keller has, like, got probably as much history as, like, any course in the Twin Cities.
That is cool.
It's right up there, that's for sure.
It's awesome. I mean, opened in 1929, which is pretty cool. And then it was fully renovated in 2014. All the greens were redone. I think they have bent grass greens as well.
All I know is it's a really, really fun golf course. They have some unique holes there. They have par three that there's literally... a tree
right in the middle.
In the middle, you have to hit it over a tree, which is kind of unique, I guess. And some people don't really like it if they don't hit the ball high. But
yeah, so the 1949 Western Open was played at Keller. The 1954 PGA Championship, like
a major.
That's not a small tournament.
That's a major.
That's a major. Hosted the St. Paul Open from 1930 to 1968, and they also hosted the 1932 PGA Championship, as well as in the 1970s the LPGA Tour's Hattieburg Classic.
I mean, so that's a pretty damn good resume.
I wonder who the winners were of those tournaments. I'd love to.
I mean, that's going to be a long list. It was 30 some years in the same.
Okay,
Paul
so
Open,
Sam
so.
Sneed won a tournament there in 1937. Wow. That's pretty cool.
I had no idea. I always thought Keller was just like an awesome city course, and I played it.
No way, man.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty serious.
That's really cool, love actually. Keller. Another one. So I think we're at three for me. I'll go two more. One is just, and I think I like the golf course. Like, it's cool. It's a little it's maybe a little different, but just like the drive there is like spectacularly cool. Which is the Jewel.
That's a really cool one.
The Jewel.
Yeah, it's
Lake
just like
City, right?
It's in Lake City. It's not like too far away. But it's just a really cool drive.
Hill Irwin design, I think.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went to school in Winona, so we would play the Jewel. We would drive
close
right by
it.
Thoughts on it? You like it?
Oh, yeah.
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 It's good.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then, you know, very well regarded, and I like it a lot. It is Stone Ridge for me.
Yeah. Like, I like it a lot. I have Stone Ridge on my list.
I figured it'd be on my list, too. So.
Okay. So now, since it's on all of our lists, that was the first one we had overlap. And it's on yours too.
Stone Ridge is awesome.
Stone Ridge is, yeah. I mean, if all three of us agree, then clearly it's top five.
I mean, there are so many good ones. Like the Meadows at Mystic Lake is like kind of awesome. And
it's
fun
a really fun golf course.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
his fifth. There he just went to his fifth.
I already gave five. I thought we were like
overlined. Change.
No, you're good.
I think that was five, you're wasn't good. It?
No, yeah. That Rush was six.
Creek, Rush Creek, Chaska Town Course.
Yeah.
Keller.
Stone Ridge.
And one more.
Yeah.
That's it. It was his fifth.
Yeah. And I'd probably say the Meadows at Mystic Lake. Yeah. I mean, if you want a quick drive from the Twin Cities, I'm not going to steal your thunder. I'm going to turn it to you, Jordan.
No. You're good.
But you're not going to be in Minnesota. Does anybody have a not one in Minnesota on the list?
I know which one you're going with.
And I think it's awesome, which is Troy Byrne.
It's a phenomenal golf course.
It's amazing.
I love that golf course. I think you just said it, but don't
say
it.
It came out of his mouth.
It did.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Let's kick to you, baby.
Let's kick to me because that is my number one.
Okay, yeah.
It is my number one. Whenever I tell people when they come from, where do you play golf, like public, Troy Byrne is number one in my list.
It's a rock solid golf course.
Hudson, Wisconsin, but it's basically the Twin Cities. I mean, it's closer than some other golf courses.
It is.
Around the drive is so cool. Where it is so cool. The layout is so cool. It's Tom Lehman, I believe.
It is Tom Lehman.
It's Tom Lehman. The range is awesome. I love that you start on a par five and then you're immediately challenged on the par four that's next.
With water on the left.
Yeah, man. It's just such a great course. I love the big fairways. It's always in great condition.
Yep.
The greens are very undulated and difficult but fair.
Yeah.
It's a really fun golf
huge
course.
Shout out to holes 10, 11, and 12.
Oh,
and then
man.
And then the little drive to get to 11.
I want
to
hear a fun story.
Yeah,
about
hit
10,
me.
11, 12,
hit
13.
Me with it.
So this is earlier this season when I'm about to go on my heater. Like, I'm close and I am 2 under and I step up on 10 tee. And I top it, and I go into, you know how there's a bunch of bushes and sand along the left for the water? I hit it there. I'm like, God, here we go. Like, brutal. Hit a pitching wedge to I duffed the next one into the sand again. So now I'm hitting three. Hit a wedge to a foot, tap in for par. I'm like,
round saver.
This is the day.
Round saver, baby.
I'm making everything. I'm coming back.
Then 11 is par 11. Three.
It's par three. It's downhill. You know, we're playing from the blues. It's probably 180. It's kind of a scary tee shot. You got the water behind you.
It's really cool. Trees right behind it. Water down the right.
It's awesome. I go deep and I'm like, God dang it. Okay. Figured out. I get up and down. Step up to 12.
Really tight driving hole. Sneaky driving hole because it
looks so wide open.
It looks wide, but it's actually pretty narrow.
I am minus two and now it gets into my head. I'm like, okay, just hit a good drive. Snap hook left water. Drop, snap hook left water. I end up making a double. I par the next par three, and then the next one that has water
par four,
on the left, the same water that I already went in. Same thing. Snap hook left. I end up shooting plus four. It was brutal, but I still love that.
It's an awesome golf course.
It's an amazing golf course. Everybody needs to play Troy Byrne. Sorry, I got really excited about Troy Byrne. I love that place.
All right, so there's your one.
Stone Ridge was two.
Stone Ridge is two.
I'll let you talk about Stone Ridge probably because you know it a little bit more. But number three for me is Loggers Trail.
Ooh.
You guys played Loggers Trail?
I have.
Yes, and it's awesome.
Yep. So I grew up in like Hugo, Minnesota, near shout out to Terrence Brook, very close to Terrence Brook, if anyone's ever played there. But like Loggers is where we went. Like I played a lot of Stillwater golf courses because there's a lot out there. There's probably four or five really good golf courses. We love Loggers Trail. I mean, a lot of great holes.
Yeah. The range, you just hit balls into the water.
Yeah. There's like a little island green out there that you're just like, you know, chunking it into the water. Yeah. And then you can hit it over the water and you're like right up parallel with one common man from KFan, like always plays out there. He was playing out there today. It's an outdoor sport. Shout out Common Man. So yeah, Loggers Trail is number three on my list. I love Loggers Trail.
Yeah, it's a really like beautiful and scenic too when you get back into the woods and there's some sneaky hard hole. Like it's a pretty hard.
Yeah.
Tee to green, it's like not easy.
Yeah. The closing hole is really cool. It's like this bowl green, you know, side of this hill and
And they always open. Shout out Loggers for always opening early.
Dude,
too.
They're always open early. Always the people there are awesome. Yeah. I think they've been trying to redo the clubhouse for like 10 years. I don't know if they've done it, but it's great.
Can we have a little bit of a tangent alert? I want to just highlight Pioneer Creek. They're the first club open and the last club to close.
Played there. That was my first time playing Pioneer.
Yeah. What do you think? Cool.
I like it. I think it's a fun golf course. And
you want to know how much the wind was blowing?
Like 40, I think, wasn't it?
And it was downwind on one. I almost hit it in the creek.
I believe it.
Yeah. I went driver. I went driver 50 degree. Wow. Pitch, on pitch a par five.
Yeah.
Yeah. True story. And I made par. I hit the green and I three putt.
Good five.
Well, because I was playing it so downwind. And I hit a 50 degree thinking it's going to be 30 yards, but like just stayed right on line the whole time. Brutal. Anyways, okay. So number four, a little drive up. Deacon's Lodge.
Mm, haven't played it.
Big miss by you. You got to get up there, dude.
We need to bring you Deacon's Lodge. I mean, all those courses up north are just amazing. Like, pick up our club and put it up north, like, true in the wilderness. Big fairways, nice,
really
lush,
fun
green.
It's not
fun.
A super long golf course, but it has some just unbelievably fun holes that are just
so picturesque as well. And then five is Legends. Love Legends, really good greens.
Prior Lake Legends?
Time. Yeah, Prior Lake Legends, Legends Golf Club. Yep.
Legends is great.
Yeah.
It's really Legends. Good.
They have some really fun golf holes there, too.
And I think they do some, like, I know some of my buddies play, like, in some public games and stuff.
They have
here.
Some
like,
really
good about that.
They have some really cool, like, two-man scrambles and stuff that
they
play there.
They do a lot of good events.
Yeah. That are really, really.
It makes it feel like it's a club. Like, it gives you kind of the private aspect, even though it's not, and anyone can play it. And greens are always in good shape.
Yep.
A lot of fun shots. Fair golf course. So, that's my five. Troy, Stone Ridge, Loggers, Deacons, and Legends.
Wow, we haven't had a lot of overlap. That's just how much
Stone
golf
Ridge.
There is.
Stone well, Ridge is.
Here's the thing is that I think all of the golf courses that have been mentioned could have argument to be in any top five or 10 list.
Yeah.
The cool part is there's a lot more golf courses that we have not yet mentioned.
Right.
And I also heard Troy might go private.
That's a take that is hot right now. That may be the case.
All right, Tony.
There's a couple that are way, way up north that nobody's mentioned. Mm. Thinking three specifically.
Are you going to do Superior National?
No, Superior National could be up there. That's way up there as well. But I'm speaking specifically of some of the highest ranked golf courses in the state of Minnesota in Giants Ridge.
Mm.
Giants Ridge, the quarry, Giants Ridge, I believe
and
it
difficult
is,
too.
I believe what is the other one called
quarry
again? The Legend, I think.
Legend.
The Legend and the Quarry.
Yeah, Legends and Quarry.
And then there's one other one that's in Tower, Minnesota, that's called the Wilderness.
Mm-hmm. Wilderness at Fortune Bay, right?
The Wilderness at Fortune Bay. And I might make the argument like that the Wilderness of Fortune Bay might be one of the funnest golf courses in Minnesota, bar none. Out of
it.
Any of them. Sometimes they have some
you
tough...
You haven't done up north golf.
Sometimes they have some tough years because it is so far north that, you know, whether they have some winter kill or something, some greens that may not come back the way they would hope. But these golf courses are pure. All three of those golf courses have the same base designer in Jeff Brower.
Shout out Jeff Brower.
The Giants Ridge ones, I believe were co-designed by Lanny Watkins, actually.
Wow.
But Jeff Brower is kind of a Minnesota guy and has designed a ton of golf courses. in this area. Are
those three of your five?
Those are three of the five.
Wow. Yeah, we need to get you up there because great golf.
Maybe we should do a trip out of that.
Based on our conversation here, feel like I'm kind of forced to the outstate. There's tons of good golf courses in the metro area, but I want to make sure that all of Minnesota is represented. So the next one that I'm going to mention is going to be in southwestern Minnesota. It is also a course that's affiliated with a casino. Does anybody know what this may be?
Southwest Minnesota.
It may not be southwest, but it is. It's in southern Minnesota. It's designed by Reese Jones.
Oh.
Casino? I know a lot. I know all the casinos in Minnesota. I am blanking.
This is Dakota Ridge in Morton, Minnesota.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It is a very, very fun golf course.
What casino?
It's in Morton. I don't even remember what the casino's called. All I do is play golf there, dude.
Okay. But if you wanted to play blackjack, you probably could.
Yeah, you just drive down there and play blackjack. But Dakota Ridge is an awesome golf course. Excuse me. That's designed by Reese Jones, very well-known course designer from all over the country.
Jackpot Junction.
There it is, Jackpot Junction.
We got to put up the picture that comes up here.
We should find some content.
Like a hotel pool.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, the pool may leave something to be desired,
hey,
but the golf course.
Around.
But the golf course awesome. Is very, very legit. Where else? That's only four for me.
You didn't have a list, man?
Well, I had a list, but you guys took basically all the courses that are public related. So I'm trying to. I mean, that's a good one to go with. Actually. You know, there's a couple of golf courses that are in that Brainerd Lakes area. The Classic at Maddens is one of the best. Very, very awesome golf course. The Legacy golf courses up in that area are awesome as well. There's actually the only Canadian PGA Tour event that's played outside of Canada is played in the Brainerd Lakes area.
No way.
Cuyuna Regional Medical Center Open. Golf tournament. They were going to play that golf tournament before the pandemic hit and got delayed just because people couldn't come in and out of Canada for so long. And this year they played that for the first time. So it's just a little shout out.
That's
so
cool.
You know, there's professional golf in northern Minnesota, and so
you know, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't give a bit of a shout out to just like the local Twin Cities, like Muni Circuit, which is kind of nails for like city
Very
courses.
Nails.
It is.
A lot of old designs. You know, you're talking Gross. You're talking Columbia. You're talking several over in St. Paul as well.
Theo Worth.
Being one. Theo Worth, like a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot
like,
of fun.
Wear a t-shirt, bring your carry bag, bang some balls around.
There's good golf in Minnesota.
Pay $19.
Yeah, really good golf.
A couple other low-hanging fruit here, like would be Royal Golf Club over in St. Paul. Super, super.
Woodbury.
Super fun golf course designed by Arnold Palmer and Annika Sorenstam. I believe it's one of the last golf courses that Arnold Palmer had any design considerations on.
Wow.
Specifically before he passed away. Rest in peace, the king.
There's also some like ridiculous houses over there.
Oh, yeah.
What was that golf course called? It was kind of affiliated or close by the headquarters of 3M over there that they redesigned into the Royal Golf Club. I can't remember what the name was.
No idea.
Anyways, the Royal Golf Club is a very, very fun golf course. Something, a place that everybody should try to check out for sure.
Yeah, you guys will remember this, but I have a question, which is the best piece of, and I've actually often thought about this, and I'm totally blanking on what the golf course's name is. I think you guys can help me with it. Is it Mississippi National?
Yes.
That's on, okay. Yes. That might be the best.
Upper and lower course.
That might be the best piece of property for a golf
course.
That's
the one that you literally can't walk, right?
No, you can't walk. Cannot walk.
Yeah. So that
but it's
is
down
the
on
course.
The river, right?
Yeah, yeah. That is the course that I shot my personal worst, not relative speaking, like actual personal worst horrible hangover, lost every golf ball in my bag. Mm. Shout out to Luke and Zach. If they're listening, they will remember this round forever. I literally lost every golf ball in my bag, and I probably shot, like, no joke, 140.
They have, like, railroad tie bunkers and stuff there, too,
there's
right?
some crazy stuff over there. All right. So that was a great, great synopsis. There's so many other golf courses that are out there though, you guys. I mean, that we didn't even mention like a Braemar, or we didn't mention some of these other golf courses that are all around the metro area. The list could go on and on. And so, you know, if we had two more people sitting here on this podcast, we'd be listening to another 10 amazing golf courses. So not trying to slight anybody by any means. It's just some of the fun places that, yeah, that we've chosen to play from.
Too. I feel like the private ones, though, I feel like we're going to have a ton of overlap. And I feel like I could guess if not four or five of five.
And we're bound to offend some people.
We are going to we are going to offend some people.
Okay.
I think this is only fair, just because I have a feeling that all three of us are going to be very biased.
That it's not biased though. It's in the top five, if not it's.
I'm just going to simply say that
or three.
I would prefer, personally, Winsong.
I mean, look, let's get ahead of it, right?
Everybody I want to get ahead of it.
Everybody says Spring Hill, Winsong, and Hazeltine are like the three. That's what I hear people say.
I think that's like highly subject.
I think that's highly subject.
Strictly golf course and like if you're not from Minnesota and people go into the best private golf.
I mean, I don't even think we should. I don't even think we should rank them. I think we should just start talking about some of the unbelievable golf courses that are private in the metro area that we've played. And let's just start out with Winsong, just simply because we all play there so much. And let's elephant in the room. Let's talk about Winsong, just because.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to compare every place to it, just because we all play there.
Where do you start? Great layout.
It's a Tom Lehman, John Foote design.
Yeah.
One of their only designs that they really kind of did together, and I.
18 great holes.
18 seven. Really great holes.
What's your least favorite?
18.
I think that's part of the charm, is that you can take the easy route and you can lay up on the first shot. You can lay up on the second shot. You can hit it on the green. You can 2-putt for a par.
I'm so proud to be there too and bring friends and family and people there. And even outside of the golf, the people are awesome.
Yep.
The vibe is awesome.
Yep.
I love the vibe. The
vibe is cool.
It just, for those that are listening, Winsong Farm is a former horse farm.
Yeah. It was actually called Winsong Farm.
It was called Winsong Farm. So the vibe out there is very farm based / we have a big barn. We have an amazing clubhouse and just fantastic golf course.
It'll soon be two golf courses.
Well, and it's that's coming. And it's different too, than a lot of other golf courses in the area and that you would play. I mean, there isn't a tree in play.
Which I love.
Basically in the whole golf course. So like that's very unique.
No, we have there is on 15.
Yeah.
That
is not in play.
That's a 60-yard block.
That's a very bad miss.
Shout out Hagel's
Right
Miss.
I feel like I see a lot of people. I've actually never hit that tree.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But a lot of people do.
The golf course, in my humble opinion, doesn't take a backseat to anybody in the state. My own personal opinion.
Yeah. Greens are always really good.
We can have a discussion about some unbelievable golf courses in the state, but I'm biased.
Well, so we all know that. I mean, let's talk about the neighbor then, Hazeltine, because it hosts the Ryder Cup.
I mean, you go from a relatively unknown course in Winsong Farm to maybe the best, the most well-known golf course.
Yeah. With one of my favorite logos too.
We have a Ryder Cup host. We have a U.S. Open host. We have a PGA Championship host. We have a U.S. Amateur, multiple-time U.S. Amateur host. This is probably one of the most decorated courses in the world, let alone Minnesota. I would say that Hazeltine is just a big, big yard. That's all I can say about that. It's just a big yard, and it's a really, really fun golf course. There's some great great holes out there.
Not a lot that are like particularly memorable.
I would say there's some memorable holes. There's some holes that repeat, like 9 and 18 are very similar.
Yeah, they are.
But you don't walk off there and you're not, when you walk off of Hazeltine, you're like, I just played a golf course in immaculate condition that is challenging tee to green.
One of the most challenging in the state.
Yeah, and it's an amazing clubhouse, like maybe the best. It's all around the experience. There's like phenomenal. Architecturally, I guess I'm describing the golf course is pretty like simple.
The best hole there is the par four. Is it
16?
16 with Lake Hazeltine right there on the right.
That is like if I were to build a Minnesota golf course and I had to pick 18 holes from 18 different courses, yeah. Like Hazeltine 16, like would be it. I mean, that is it's love a very cool hole. It's yeah. So cool, and yeah. They have the different tee shots where you're up. When you're down and all the way back,
yep.
That they'd play on, green Thursday, is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's so
green's
cool.
Kind of out on a peninsula.
Yeah,
it's a cool, water, it's a cool.
I guess I'm saying it's like it's not
target and Chanhassen.
It's not like gimmicky. It's very like you gotta hit a lot of good shots.
Yeah, great golf.
Like course. It's very pure. It's very challenging. You're gonna have 200 in on par fours.
Yeah, yeah. And you can swing by and pick up some house supplies on the way home.
So then I think like. You know, talking about kind of the,
and you can stop couple. At McDonald's like right on your way in too. Yeah. If
or
you
come
want
to my house. I'm 6 minutes from Hazleton.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about next? Well, I've never played Spring Hill.
Spring, or
North Fork.
Yeah, Spring Hill is like up there for me as number one.
Spring Hill is
another. It's just incredibly pure and immaculate condition.
MJ used to be a member there, right?
Yeah, gorgeously beautiful. Especially in the fall, it's like ridiculously beautiful and pretty.
You're not going to have a more well maintained golf course in Minnesota
it
doesn't get a lot of play. Yeah. And there's some just really, really fun holes. And it's one of the only places, in Minnesota that we have, professional caddies that's what they do for their profession. So you're going to have one of the coolest experiences, in Minnesota, just because you're walking around with the professional caddy who's going to help you around, shepherd you around the golf course, awesome. If you will.
I didn't know that.
And, you know, they have an awesome membership, and it's right off Long Lake there, and there's just not a lot of bad things to say about it. It's a beautiful golf course.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing for me is, like, it's very much a plotter's golf course.
It is.
Like, you're not banging like driver target. 14. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're hitting, golf. Like, 220, 230 off the tee lot. So it's just kind of like what your flavor is. Like it's a plot your way around type of course, which is really cool. I mean, it's different, right?
And every shot you're going to hit, like it is going to be like, you're going to be hitting off of like the most pristine turf if you're in the fairway.
Yeah. And visually, I think it's as pretty as anything.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a reason that it gets ranked probably the one of, if not the best golf course in the state year in and year out.
Great caddy program. Great caddies, just all around like an amazing experience.
All right, so
another big one I was going to say, Interlochen. Like talk about history of golf.
Yeah,
If you want to talk about history in the state of Minnesota, I mean we're talking.
I remember telling me Interlochen was the course that started the strip. You know how there's a walking strip from the tee boxes down to fairways that started at Interlochen.
Sounds like someone in Interlochen would say.
Sounds like that. I mean, it's an awesome golf course. I mean, we're talking history beyond history. We're talking Bobby Jones winning
the Grand
Slam. Yeah, winning the Grand Slam at Interlochen.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, we're talking maybe the most well-recognized golfer of all time. Top, he's on the Mount Rushmore probably.
Yeah.
They've hosted multiple majors. They're going to be hosting the U.S. Women's Open again here later this decade, I think in 2028 or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, they are.
It's Donald Ross.
I will say. You're gonna have just a different vibe at Interlochen than you're gonna have at some other places, and I think we can leave it at that. We don't need to talk too much more about where
I love it for what it's worth. I love it. It's a Donald Ross golf course. The greens are unreal. Guest experience there is like amazing.
You get treated so well.
They have a sweet clubhouse, like, and they're about to
another great logo. Yeah. Like, man, whenever I walk in there, it's always I need this and this. And
well,
this.
Like,
I need the exact same
elite top three
logo.
Pro shops in the state.
How about this? Like, it's a shot maker's golf course.
Yeah.
Like, I'll give you an example of one of our buddies, Dave Carruthers. Ended up, I believe it was
the
state open or maybe the state amateur. Yeah. I'm sorry, the state amateur. As he was a 50-year-old guy playing against all these college kids, and he whooped that ass. I mean, he won the state.
Didn't know that.
Won the state am. I think just a year or two ago. So
wow, David
at Interlochen. Yeah, I mean that guy. Talk about a short game, man. That guy is freaking. He'll get up and down.
Never out of a hole.
Don't ever count him out.
So I feel like those four are really big. So what
Olympic?
Know, never played it.
Olympic is I will say Olympic Hills is tee to green up there with maybe some of the best golf courses in the state, bar none.
Awesome.
It's one of the funnest golf courses. Their fairways are incredible. Even their fescue is perfect. The course conditions are awesome. The only thing that I would say it leaves to be desired would be the design of some of their greens. When they redesigned it, they kind of have some interesting hole locations they're kind of separated out into quadrants. And if you don't hit it on that quadrant, it's going to be really tough birdie.
It can be like mini golfy almost there. Mm. Fairway wise, tee to green wise, it's as good as anything. Another shout out. I used to be a member there at this place for a short amount of time because I had to move out of state. But the White Bear Yacht Club.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's just really cool. It's very charming. Also a Donald Ross.
I mean, I think White Bear Yacht Club is the only course currently ranked on the Golf Digest Top 100 in the country. Yeah. Willie Watson design.
White Bear?
Yep.
I thought it was a Donald Ross.
That's the controversy surrounding it. I'm almost positive it's a Willie Watson.
How is there controversy around it?
Well, I think because somebody found a map or something.
Like either someone did or didn't.
He designed a couple holes or something.
No, I think what happened is he came on site for a little while, and he kind of was a helper, if you will, or a guidance for Willie Watson. Yeah. Look it up. Johnny, will you look that up?
Johnny, look it up.
Young Johnny.
You know, another one. And let's just talk about
real quick on White Bear.
Yeah.
Four or five of the best holes in the state.
Talk to me.
I mean, there's just like the thing about White Bear is like there's some golf holes out there that are like they're just not like great holes in my opinion, like whatever, you know. And then there's some holes out there that are like architecturally just about as like cool as it gets, you know. Particularly as you kind of get like, you know, the first hole's okay. The second hole's awesome. The third hole's a little flip wedge par three that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just an amazing hole.
I mean,
you get to like five. Five is amazing. Six is a little par three, I think, down the hill. But then you turn around and play seven. And then on the back nine, 11, when you hit over the road.
I was just going to say that.
It's like, over the road. And there's a big green that runs away from you, and you get back up. It's just, there's like four or five holes out there that are as good as golf holes as you'll find anywhere. That are great golf holes.
Oh, it's a unique golf course in that you're not going to find a flat lie anywhere in the golf course.
No.
Another one that I want to bring up is one that has hosted major championship golf that we haven't discussed. Anybody have a guess?
Hosted major championship golf private.
Yes. That we have not discussed yet.
Medina?
No, Minicata?
It is Minicata.
Yeah.
Minicata?
I haven't played Minicata.
Minicata, they have redesigned their golf course. It is very, very legit. It's right in the middle.
Right next time you play.
It's right in the middle of the city. I mean, it's right on Betamakaska. Is that what the lake is called now, Johnny? Mm-hmm. Previously known as Lake Calhoun.
Yeah.
We don't need any controversy on the pod here. It's an awesome, awesome golf course. Lots and lots of history. Really, really great program with caddies. And you're just gonna, if you ever get a chance to play there, jump at that opportunity because it's such a fun golf course. The last one another one that I want to bring up, is a course that's not in the metro area. But I think we'd be remiss to not bring up Northland Country Club in Duluth.
Yeah, haven't played it either.
I was a Tony's member.
Tony's played everywhere.
I was a member at Northland for a little while. I lived up in Duluth, and it is hard to describe Northland outside of the fact that we're talking about this is definitely a Donald Ross design. That was built in 1899. It was when it was founded. I think it was redesigned by Donald Ross in the 20s, but originally designed in 1899. And the golf course is on a hillside. So everybody who has been to Duluth like knows that it is on a hill. The cool part about Northland is their greens are insane. The greens are so difficult to read if you've never played there. They have in the pro shop, they have ball markers that have holes, like, so around the ball mark, it says like hole one, and then it'll tell you a time. So if you were looking at a clock, that's where the ball is going to break. And there is pin positions where you're like, this ball has to go left, and it goes right because of it. It breaks towards the lake. And so it's a really, really fun golf course because it's just going to be deceiving.
Yeah.
And there's it's such a limited season up there, and they take such pride in the golf course, and they have an awesome, unbelievable clubhouse with a great locker room and a really fun membership there. And it's hard to describe it.
It's awesome. Well, there's obviously a ton of good golf. Like, we need to do another episode probably on whether it's like golf holes or kind of like maybe what I said, cool idea, an 18-hole golf course with our 18 favorite holes from Minnesota. Make it like a par 72.
Yeah.
That'd be really sweet.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously...
Does it have to be the same number hole as it is on the course?
That'd be too hard.
Oh, I don't know.
But maybe we could do it.
Okay.
I think we're so blessed to be a part of like Winsong and how awesome that is. And again, just so like proud to bring my buddies there to play and obviously meeting you guys. And I just, we're just lucky to have awesome courses in Minnesota. And I mean, I don't know if we missed anything.
People, hopefully we gave a good review and somebody will go check some out.
There's a ton of good, I mean, there's so many other great private courses. Like, I was out at Southview for a while.
Oh, there's so many fun places.
Like, there's just so many awesome courses out there. Burl Oaks, like some of these small, like hidden gems that are just,
oh man. I mean, there's so many golf courses that we haven't even thought about or that we haven't even mentioned here. I mean, Golden Valley Country Club, we have Somerset. The list goes on and on, and there's just so many golf courses here. And we encourage everybody to hit us up in the comment section and tell us a little bit about some of the fun places that you've played. And hopefully we can see you out there and
we need to play with our, like, we
got play for a little merch or something
that are out at these clubs. Like, yeah, playing for merch.
Yeah.
Fun. Awesome. All right, guys. We appreciate it. We'll see you on the next episode. Awesome time talking about some of our favorite places to play in Minnesota. We'll probably do something on like Arizona, national courses that we've played. We got to think about those a little bit more, and I'm playing some this winter, so I'm excited.
Looking forward to it, boys.
Awesome. Cheers. See you guys.